Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
Skinny Cow was low fat. Breyers launched Carb Smart in the 2000s. Carb Smart was low carb, and Halo Top is attempting to do both.
Who had just learned to ice skate backwards fairly reliably? Me was the answer.
Zuko's a huge character in the fan fiction community. People love writing about Zuko.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, he's the best. He's one of the coolest characters, for sure.
He's got the best redemption arc in any story that I've ever seen.
Right.
It's so good.
On this episode, we explore three podcasts you might like: Maintenance Phase, Nothing Much Happens, and Stranger Than Fan Fiction. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. So what does it mean to be healthy? It seems like a simple question, but it actually comes with a world of baggage, from the fat phobia many doctors unknowingly perpetuate to the trendy wellness fads that come and go like seasons. The question of what it means to live healthily are saturated in cultural stigmas, myths, misinformation, and faux science. On each episode of Maintenance Phase, Michael Hobbs, creator of the hit podcast You're Wrong About, and writer Aubrey Gordon debunk the loads of junk that consumes popular notions of health. Is Dr. Oz really a doctor? Why was weight loss turned into a game show on The Biggest Loser? Is there actually such a thing as snake oil? Find out all this and more on Maintenance Phase. To give you a test run of the show, the sample clip here we have is a recent episode of Maintenance Phase covering Halo Top ice cream. Seeming like a godsend for the health-conscious sweet tooth, Halo Top emerged recently as an almost impossibly low-calorie ice cream alternative. But is it too good to be true? Maintenance Phase is on the case.
It was, in 2017, not only the most popular ice cream in the U.S., but popular packaged food in the U.S.
What?
Uh-huh.
No way.
So here's how Halo Top describes itself. This is from their website. Halo Top is a light ice cream that actually tastes like ice cream, which sounds silly, but when Halo Top first found its way into grocery store freezers, boasting fewer calories, less sugar, and higher protein than traditional ice cream, it became the first of its kind and created an entirely new category in ice cream. But we'll back up a second. Why did we want to make a light ice cream that tastes like ice cream? Well, it's pretty simple. We like ice cream so much that we wanted to eat it more. So we created delicious, creamy, light ice cream that's 280 to 380 calories per pint so we could do just that.
Oh, we're doing snack wells again.
This is like the next bullet in my notes is just like, it's the 2010s answer to snack wells.
Right.
I would also say they're saying that they created something totally new in a light ice cream. Light ice cream is absolutely not anything totally new. Skinny Cow was a big deal in the 90s. It was sort of a low-fat ice cream, low-fat, low-calorie.
And a staple of the Hobbs household.
Oh.
Because, as I mentioned, my mom was a constant dieter, so all I ever ate growing up was low-fat and no-fat ice cream.
Totally. Same in the Gordon household.
It was not good. It was only as an adult that I was like, oh, ice cream's actually like rich and creamy and nice.
So Skinny Cow was low-fat. Breyers launched Carb Smart in the 2000s. Carb Smart was low carb, and Halo Top is attempting to do both.
Oh, okay.
It really plays into this sort of deep desire and this refrain that we hear a lot about dieting, certainly in the US and certainly in the like 90s and 2000s, which is eat whatever you want and stay thin.
So what is the origin of this weird brand?
So Halo Top was founded in 2012 by two attorneys, actually, Justin Wolverton and Doug Boughton, or Booten, I'm not sure how you say it.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Wolverton, who is the guy who came up with the recipe, he was sort of miserable practicing law. He spent a lot of time sort of like looking for joy elsewhere. He tried stand-up comedy. He spent a lot of time writing like spec scripts, hero spec script for the League.
What?
There's just a lot of like straight dude-ness.
This is becoming like the first 25 minutes of The Joker. Where is the story going, Aubrey?
A sample from Maintenance Phase with Michael and Aubrey. Debunk the junk and learn how to get healthy the right way with Maintenance Phase. Available on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection at wvxu.org/starthere. For all you insomniacs and night owls out there looking for a guaranteed way into a good night's sleep, check out Nothing Much Happens with host Catherine Nicolai. Described as soft landing for your mind, Catherine tells short and meditative stories where, as the title of the show suggests, not a lot happens. And then when she's done, she reads it again, but slower. So there's no danger of staving off sleep because you're too interested. If your other sleep strategies are letting you down, try something different with Nothing Much Happens. Here's a sleepy sample from an episode of Nothing Much Happens called Keepsake. In the installment, Catherine tells the story of a rainy day spent sifting through old photos and mementos.
A week or two later, when we learned how to make pinch pots in the ceramic shed, or to fletch arrows, or build rock cairns on our afternoon hikes. Young brains, I thought jealously, as I tied the bracelet awkwardly around my wrist. They're like magnets sweeping through a field of precious metals, collecting skills and ideas with ease. Not that my older brain wasn't capable of picking up new things. After all, who had just learned to ice skate backwards fairly reliably? Me was the answer. Maybe I was a faster learner when I was younger, but now I was a better understander. I could see from angles I just didn't know about then. In one of the boxes, I found photos of myself as a child, blowing out 5 candles on a cake, standing in Grandpa's garden beside his sunflowers, to show how they'd grown twice as tall as me. Riding my bike without training wheels. I carried the sunflower picture into the bathroom and fitted it into the corner of the mirror, thinking that remembering my young, sweet self each morning when I brushed my teeth might lead me to stay kind to her all day.
Oh, a sample from the podcast Nothing Much Happens with Catherine Nicolai. Check out more bedtime stories for grown-ups on Nothing Much Happens, available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Just go to wvxu.org and look for the podcast menu item. Next up is a great local Cincinnati podcast, the Stranger Than Fan Fiction podcast, created by 4 Cincy-based actors and friends during the widespread theater shutdowns of 2020. Stranger Than Fan Fictions explores the rich and diverse world of fan fiction, with thousands of authors creating content based on just about any piece of media you can imagine. Stranger Than Fan Fiction dives headfirst deep into the best, worst, and weirdest that fan fiction has to offer. Each episode, the nerdy best friends deliver hilarious readings of their favorite finds and then discuss what they read and where they think it's going next. With a full season under their belt and a second season already airing each week, Stranger Than Fan Fictions is definitely worth a binge. Try out the show with this sample clip pulled from a recent Season 2 episode. The episode features excerpts from the World of Warcraft fanfic and Avatar, The Last Airbender story, and even a strange little piece about Bill Hader's iconic SNL character, Stefan.
You know,
Katara says abruptly.
Sokka actually glued the mustache and beard to his face for the disguise.
The subject changes unsubtle, but Zuko appreciates it nonetheless.
Oh?
Yeah. Yeah, it was stuck to him for 3 days. Katara!
Sokka squawks. The image of Sokka going about his day with a fake beard glued to his face pops into Zuko's head, and he laughs so suddenly that tea gets sucked into his lungs. The tense atmosphere fizzles away.
Mm.
Oh, man. I like this.
Aww.
It's really, really wholesome.
Friendship.
It was
written very well in terms of, like, it really captures an episode.
Yeah, it is. The whole thing is written incredibly well, and it was very, very difficult for me to choose a section of it to put in. I really wanted to use that bit of them having tea and messing with each other and teasing Zuko and all that stuff. The part I wanted to discuss shortly after that, the part that I also really wanted to put in, was the actual dance, because it is beautifully narrated, and then Zuko has a very tender moment with Uncle to end things off, Uncle Iroh, at the end to top things off, and it's just gorgeous. And I had the idea, since at this point we'll have our mini-episodes going, our mini-sodes going on, that we can read that last bit as one of the mini-sodes and talk about it there. So
if you want to hear that, be sure to donate and subscribe to our Patreon, you'll have access to those mini episodes and more.
Yeah, and because it's really a beautiful bit, and I really wanted to do it, but I feel like for this format, the conversational part worked out better. But so this is just beautifully written, in my opinion, and it gives a nice, like, Zuko's a huge character in the fan fiction community. People love writing about Zuko.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
he's the best.
He's one of the coolest characters, for sure.
He's got the best redemption arc in any story that I've ever seen.
Right.
It's so good.
Yeah. Avatar The Last Airbender is just as much about Zuko as it is about Aang.
Honestly. Yeah, yeah. About his growth as a character.
A sample from our local creators, Stranger Than Fan Fiction Podcast, with Daha, Wes, Hunter, and Reese. Celebrate the fascinating world of fan fiction with Stranger Than Fan Fiction. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. To the charts we go, our weekly look around the nation to see what podcasts are taking the country by storm. Compliments of iTunesCharts.net. Well, just like TV reruns of old, podcasting has times where old favorites rise to the top. And as we get through the last few days of winter and celebrate spring and daylight savings, some old favorites continue to dominate the Apple Podcast charts. That's Crime Junkie, Mommy Doomsday, and The Apology Line, all sharing number one this week on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about those podcasts and the others we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.